My abundant life. When I think of my abundant life, I give Jesus all the credit. He gave me more than I ever hoped. So often we think of abundance as material belongings. But that is not where happiness originates. On the contrary, I've found that the less I have, the more peace I enjoy. Happiness originates in the heart. Like Paul, I can say I have learned to be happy in all circumstances. I enjoyed an abundant life in times of plenty, and enjoy an abundant life now with much less. Abundant living is not about how much you have in the flesh, but how complete you are in your spiritual walk. In John 10:10, Jesus says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Praise God. Satan, the destroyer, brings nothing but grief and heartache to the world. The destroyer tells us that we need riches to be happy. Unfortunately, world-based happiness lasts a very short time. The world tells us that things like cars, homes, jewelry, and money in the bank will make us happy. Worldly happiness is very short-lived. When Jesus speaks of life more abundantly, He's not talking about things. He is addressing the inner source of happiness, our joy in the Lord. Once Jesus becomes the Lord of our lives, we can enjoy what we have without worry. It will not take our joy if we lose or give away our material possessions. Temporal things lose their value. Choosing not to cling to these material things gives us freedom. God gives us the spiritual wealth that neither man nor time can take from us. Satan no longer has the power to steal our possessions. He can no longer kill our joy. There is nothing that he can destroy. Our abundant life is based on the unchanging grace of God. Once we realize we have everything we need in Jesus, our lives become more meaningful. We're free to give our physical resources to someone who needs it. The gifts we give in Jesus' name may be a small part of leading them to the Lord. The Holy Spirit brings them to Christ, so they can have the same joy and freedom we do. Jesus did not come to make us richer in worldly wealth. He came to save our eternal souls and give us freedom from things we don't need. My abundant life depends on nothing more than Jesus' righteousness. Don't let stuff get in the way of a joyful life. I want to tell you a story from my experience. Many years ago, I had a bowl of soup with a family in Mexico in a one-room shack with a dirt floor. The three in the family were full of joy and willing to share what little they had to eat. I will never forget how blessed I felt to eat with them. I was able to see the joy of the Lord in their faces as they gave of the little they had. God has blessed me with this same joy as I turned all my life over to Him. Paul says in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Praise be to the living God.